Mishnayis Menachis, we're up to Perek Vov. First Mishnah starts off, Eilu Menachis Nikmotzois Ushiyareim Lakahanim. These are the Menachis that there's a mitzvah to make a kemitza. That means the Kohen has to take a handful off it, and the rest of the Mincha goes to the Kahanim. So first of all, this is by regular Mincha. So by mincha sasoilus, that means a mincha that comes from flour, that you add the oil into the flour, like the pasuk says, v'komatz mishom olakumtzoi, v'yiktra koinas haskarosa mazbecha, that the kohen has to burn this kmitza, what he takes out from his hands, and the rest of it, v'anoseres min ha-mincha li'arun l'vanov, that's what the pasuk says, in v'yikrom, that the rest is shirayim, the rest of the mincha, goes to the kahanim, they're allowed to eat it. V'yamachavas v'yamacheshes, also type of a mincha that you make either in a frying pan or else in a deep frying pan, v'hachalois for a kikim, either the chalo or else a kikim, that's also like a wafers, that it comes out of a mincha's mafa tanner, a mincha that was baked in the tanner. Also, there's a mitzvah to make a kamitza, that the kohen has to take a handful out, and the shiyoreyim, the leftover it, goes to the kohanim. What about minchas goyim, a mincha that a goy brings, or else minchas noshim, a mincha that an isha brings, from one of these menachos, have the same halacha, that there's a mice mitzvah's kemitza, and also the leftover goes to the kohanim. Minchas oimer, the mincha that's brought, b'shach, they brought the korban oimer. Also, the pasuk says, "Victor Akoinas Askaroso," the same thing, and Minchas Choito. The pasuk also says the same thing, that the Kohen has to make a kemitza, and the rest of it goes to the Kohen. Minchas Choito means a person did a chet, that he has to bring a mincha for it. Minchas Kenoyis, that by a Saito, Hon Minchoroso, the same thing. There's a kemitza, and there's the Shirayim left over. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Choito Shakahanim, let's say a Kohen himself had to bring a mincha for a chet that he did, the halacha is Nikmetzes, v'ha koimetz korov liyatzmoi, v'ha shirayim kravim liyatzmon. Such a mincha, the halacha is by a Kohen's own mincha that he brings, there's no eating of it. The whole thing is kulu Hashem. So the Tanakhama says this is not included because you do not even have to make a kemitza. You do not even have to first take a handful, but just rather the whole mincha together is burnt. Rabbi Shimon says no, even a mincha that a kohen brings, there's still a mitzvah to make a kemitza, which means first you have to take a handful and put it on the side, and you burn that, and then the rest of the mincha is also korev, is also burnt by itself. Your Mishnah base, Minchas Kahanim, a mincha that a Kohen brings, or else a Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings, the Minchas Chavitin that it brings every day, or Minchas Nesachim, or else a mincha that's brought with a korban. When you have to bring a korban behema, there's also a mincha that comes along with it. So by these three menachos, the halacha is la mizbeach. The whole thing goes to the mizbeach, v'yein bohem lakahanim bozeh. And the kahanim have nothing from it, they have nothing to eat. The leftover of it is also burnt, the whole thing is burnt. And therefore, bozeh yofa koyach ha-mizbeach, mikoyach ha-kahanim. In these type of menachos, the mizbeach receives more than the kahanim do. That the whole thing goes on the mizbeach, and nothing is given over to the kahanim. What about shtei halechem, the special shtei halechem, these two special breads that are brought on Shavuos, or else for lechem aponim that's brought every Shabbos, the 12 lechem, 6 and 6, is lekahanim. Here all these lechems go to the kahanim, v'yein behem la'mizbeach, and the mizbeach has nothing from them. There's no ma'isak Torah, you do not have to burn anything over here. Uvozen, in this prat, yofa koyach ha-kahanim and mikoyach ha-mizbeach. The kahanim are better off than the mizbeach is, that the kahanim receive here, and the mizbeach receives nothing. Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-menochois ha-nasas ba-kli, any mincha that's made in a kli, like a machavas or macheshes, a frying pin, the lochor is tunois sholosh matonois shemen. You have to have three times till they put oil into it. There's a yetzika, uvalila, umatan shemen bakli, koidim lasi yosin. That before you start doing anything, first you have to put some oil into the kli. And then a very small amount. And then you put the soilus olive, then you put the flour into the kli. and then you put a little bit more shemen into it, and you are boiler, you mix it up. That's called belila. So that's called the second time you're eating shemen, when you're mixing up the flour and the oil. After that, after you have the flour and the oil, then you go to losha, then you go to knead it with the mayim peshrim, lukewarm water, and you bake it in the machvas or the macheshes, depends upon into what type of a neder you made. And after you bake it into bread, then you cut it up into pieces, and then you pour shemen on top of it on these pieces. That's called the yitzika. So kids, the Mishnah is saying there are three times when we have the shemen put into these menachas. That's called yitzika. That's the last one. After you're mixing up the chopped up pieces with oil, then there's the belila, b'shash, you're making the dough itself when you're mixing up the oil with the shem, with the flour. And then umatin shemen b'kli kodim lasiyosin. Before you start doing anything, you have to first put a small amount of shemen into the kli. Now v'hachalois boilolon. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita, that the belila means when you're mixing it up, it's when it's chalis, when these type of menachos that is mafatana is supposed to be baked. So he learns first you have to bake it, and then you chop it up into pieces, and then you first make the belila. That's when you mix up the shemen with these pieces. However, the chacham maimer and the chacham say no, like we learned before, solos, that you have to make the belila, you mix up the shemen when the oil is still when the flour is still solid, when the flour is still in the flour form. Now, ha-chalois tunois belila. True that the chalois, when you have a mafet taner, then the belila, you have to mix it up, like we learned before, that you have to mix up the solid, the flour, with the shemen, and then you first go and bake it. But for a kikin, let's say you're menadav to make rekikin, that means thin wafers. So then the halacha is you don't make the belila, you don't mix up the shemen with the flour, but rather first you take the flour and you make lash, you knead it with lukewarm water, and you bake 10 rekikim, and after you bake the 10 rekikim, the 10 like wafers, then you pour the shemen on top of it. And the pasuk says rekikim matzos meshuchim bashemen. So that's called v'rekikim mishuchim. And when you have to make rekikim, the thin wafers, then you pour the shemen over the wafers that are already baked. Keitzad mishchen, how do you make the mishicha, how do you pour the shemen over the rekikim? Kimin ki, that's a type of like a ladle. Ushor ha-shemen nechel ha-kanim. And the rest of the kanim, the rest of the shemen, leftover oil, you give to the kanim eat it. In other words, like the leftover shemen, that goes to the Kohen. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-menochos ha-nasas ba-kli, all the menochos that were made, all these minchas that were made in a kli, like again, a frying pan, machavas and macheshes, the locher is tunois psisa. That after you bake the lechem, you have to chop it up. We'll soon see what size each piece has to be. Now, minchas Yisrael, a regular mincha, when a Yisrael was misnadev to bring a mincha, the halacha how they did it was, they used to bake it, and then it's like a bread that they baked, kaifa lecho d'shnayim, first they folded over once into two, and then ushnayim liabra, they were folded two over again to make it into four pieces, like umavdil, and then they would divide it up, they break it there. They'd have the four pieces. Minchas kahanim, what about when a kohen brings a mincha? So then, kaifa lechod l'shnayim, they would also fold over once into twice. Ushnayim liarba, they would fold over two into four. But v'yena mavdal, they would not have to break it. Because the halacha is, by a mincha of a kohen, you do not have to make a kemitza, since the whole thing is burnt. In other words, the purpose over here of breaking up the mincha into pieces is because by regular minchas Yisrael, there's a mitzvah kemitza, which means the kohen has to take a handful. Like we learned, except the thumb, he wipes it off on one side and the pinky on the other side. But he has to have this handful. So he can't have a handful of a whole lechem. So therefore, you have to chop it up into pieces. But the kohanim, since you do not make a kemitza, but rather burn the whole thing, therefore it's v'yeinim avdol. Now, minchas kohen hamashiach, the mincha the kohen gadol brings, lehoye mekaflo, you do not have to fold it over at all. But rather, the whole thing was burnt. Rabbi Shimon says, minchas kahanim, a mincha that a regular kohen brings, or else a minchas kohen mashiach, or menacha that the kohen gadol brings, is ein behem sisa. There's no purpose to chop it up into pieces. And he explains why, mipnei shein behem kemitza, because there's no kemitza. For chol shein behem kemitz, any time you do not have to take a handful, ein behem pesisa. There is no halacha to make a pesisa, to chop them up into pieces. Like we just said, they hold by the menachas of a kain, the whole thing is burnt, so therefore there's no purpose of making a kemitza. By a minchas yisroa with a leftover of the mincha the kahana meat, so we have to know what part we burn. That's called a kemitza. We take a handful of it, and that's burnt, the rest is left over. But by minchas kain, that the whole thing is burnt, so there's no purpose of making pesisa pieces altogether, since you do not have to make a kemitza. And then the Mishnah ends off and says, V'kulam kizaisim, means all the pieces that we made, when we do need a psisa, by Minchas Yisroel, the pieces have to be not bigger than a zayis. But if the piece is smaller than a zayis, you do not have to make another psisa, you do not have to chop it up further. Here, Mishnah Hey, Kol ha-menochois, tunois, sholois, shmeyois, shifa. All menochois, first you have to make a shifa, like smooth it out, rub it down 300 times. V'chamesh meyos bita, and you have to hit it, pound it 500 times. Now the Mishnah says, v'hashifa v'abita b'chitim. When do you have to rub it down and bang it down? That's in the chitim itself, in the wheat itself. Like in this kernel of wheat, before you grind it, like to make it into flour, you have to first rub it and bang it. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi says, af babotik. Even in the dough, that means after you made it into flour and you put it and mixed it with the oil, even the water, even with the dough, you have to rub it down and you have to bang it to make the dough good. Now, kol ha-menachos, all the menachos, boyus eser. You have to bring 10 apiece. Like when the mitzvah is to bring chalois, to bring rikikim, it means 10 of each one. Chutz milechem aponim, only by the mitzvah of every Shabbos when you had a lechem aponim, and also the chavite kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol used to bring his mincha every day, sheheim boyos shtei mesrei, they came made out of 12. There was 12 lechems for the lechem aponim and 12 lechem from the chavite the kohen gadol. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir says, Kulon boyois shtei mesrei. No, all menachos come 12 apiece. Chutz mechalas toida, only from the chalas that are brought in a korban toida, that there it says clearly 10 apiece. Vihanaziris, and when a nazir brings a mincha. Shein boyois eseresa.
Because here also it's mashmi, you have to bring 10 apiece. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Meir. Mishnevov, Ha'omer Ha'yubo Isaroin Misholesoin. The Omer, that was the korban, the mincha that they brought on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. So this was brought from Chodosh, from the new crop, and was brought from Sarum, from barley. So there was a lot of bran, a lot of bad stuff in it. So they had to purify it. So therefore, the mitzvah of the Omer was to bring in Isaron. Now, an Isaron, that's an Asiris Eifah. That's 1/10 of an Eifah. And an Eifah really is Solis Soin. So what they did was to bring this Omer that came from an Isaron. It was 1/10 of the Eifah. They brought it from Solis Soin. In other words, really only 1/10 of it was used. So they took 3 saws worth of this fresh barley, and they kept on beaming up, and kept on sifting it down until they got the pure barley of 1/10 of the Eifah, 1/10 of the Sholosoyim. That's how they used to make the mincha of the Omer. Then the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem, when they brought the special Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, which also came from Chodesh, from the new crop. But here it came from wheat, not from barley. Therefore, Shnei Esreinim, they had to make the Shtei Alechem was from Shnei Esreinim. They had to have 2 Esreinims worth of flour. But Misholos Soyim, they only started out again with Sholos Soyim. Even though before, by the Yoyimah, they started out with Sholos Soyim only to get 1 Esreinim. And here they had to receive 2 Esreinim, like 2/10 from this Sholos Soyim. But it was enough because we said wheat has less bran, less psoilus than the barley. Now lechem haponim, that's what's brought every single Shabbos, the 12 lechem hapod, the 12. So that comes from Esrim v'yabo Esreinim. It had to be brought, it had to use 24 Esreinim. Like the Pasuk says, each challah was 2 Esreinim, was 2/10 of an Eifah. And it came from Esrim v'yabo Soyim, from 24 Soyim.
So they started out with 24 soyim, and from that they kept on sifting it down, like the tenth part of it went away, until they got 24 esrenim. Here, because since the lechem aponim comes from wheat, and it doesn't have to be fresh wheat, the chodesh, it could be from old wheat, so therefore it was less psilus, therefore they had less to start off with. Mishneh Zayin.
That means, like we learned in the Mishnah before, when they brought this Korban Omer, they used to purify it. Like they used to have to take, even though it only came from an Isorin, they took Sholos Soyin. So after they grinded it up, then they used to have to sift it out with 13 different sieves. Like one was smaller than the other, and the flour that came out of the left sieve, that's the one they used. Now, shtei halechem, when they used to sift out the flour for the shtei halechem, b'shtei mesre, they used to only have to use 12 or sifs. For lechem aponim, what they use for every Shabbos for lechem aponim, b'yachas esre, they only have to use 11 sif. Rabbi Shimon says, loy hoya lo kitzva. There was never an exact amount. They used to use but as much as they needed. Elisolus menupa kotzarka hoyamevi, but rather they just brought the flour that was pure, like sifted out to the pure, to the purest. Shenema, the pasuk says, velokachta soiles v'yafi soisa. You should take soiles, take the flour and bake with it. Achete menupa kotzarka, till it should be purified, clean the most. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as the flour is pure, is fine, you could use it. So he learns there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount to how many soyim you have to start out with, and to how many napas, how many sieves you have to use. However, la'aloch, at least l'chatchila, we hold like the Tanakama, the Shurim we learned at the beginning, those many soyim and these amount of menupa of sieves. However, this is only l'chatchila. Avade b'di'evet, though, as long as you have fine flour, you would be yaitza the mincha.
Yeperek Zayin. Ha toida hoisa bo chomesh sin Yerushalmius. As they brought the lechem, the 40 lechems of the toida, it came from chomesh, 5 soyim of flour, which we had before, that an ephah is sholos soyim. So it says here that it came from 5 soyim Yerushalmius, shein sheish midborius, which was worth 6 soyim of the midborius, which are different measurements. The Yerushalmius always had 1/6 more than the Midborius. That was different measurements. So therefore, in the Midborius, the measurements, the Toida had 6 soyin, which was really 2 eifos. So that's what the Mishnah says, shtei eifos. It came from 2 eifos of flour. Her eifah sholei soyin. Each eifah had 3 soyin. So together, it came out of 6 soyin Midborius. Now, esrin isorin. There were 20 isorin, because each isor was at each ephah has 10 isorins. Like an isorin is an asiris ephah. So if it had 2 ephahs, it comes out that there were 20 isorins for the 40 lechems of the lachme toida. So how did they divide up these 20 isorins for the 40 lechems? So it's like this. Asoro lechomets v'asoro lematza. It was 10 isorins for the ones that were made from chomets, and 10 for the ones that were made from matzah. How was that? Asoro lechomets, which means isorin lechala. There were 10 chalas made from chomets, so each one of them together was made from one isorin. So it comes out that each chala was made from one isorin. If you had 10 isorins for the 10 chalas, so each challah was made from one isorin. And then the asor, another 10 isorin, was for the matzah. Now what was the matzah made from? Well, the matzah, shloisha minim, there were 3 different minim made from the ones, from the lechems that were made of matzah, not of chometz. It was chalos, or a kikin, or a vucha. Nimtza comes out, shloisha esroinim, ushlish lechol min. In other words, since there were 10 isroinim for these 3 different minim, and each minim had 10 to it, so each min was divided by 3, comes out, there was 3 isroinois and a third for each one of these minim, of the chalos, the rekikim, and the revuchin. Chalos are chalos, we know, rekikim are thin ones, and a revucha, that's the first year you boiled the dough first in hot water. Now,
Sholosh chalos li sorin, that there were three chalos tichi sorin. Like, since there were three sroinas for the chalos, and you had to have 10 of them, so each one, sholosh chalos, was made from an isorin. That's b'midus, now, b'midu Yerushalmi, so far we're talking about the midus of Midborius, which was, he said, six soin. Now, b'midu Yerushalmis, how do you make the same account if you want to measure it with the Yerushalmis, with the midah of the Yerushalmis? Ho'yishloshin kav. In Yerushalayim, they used to measure it not with Isaron, but rather with kav. So the gather was made from 30 kav. In other words, the five soyim we had of flour equals 30 kav, because each saw is six kavin. So since it was five saw, that's how you have 30 kavs. Now, chamisha asa l'chomitz, 15 kavs were for the lechem made from chomitz, v'chamisha asa l'matzah, and 15 for the ones that are made of matzah. Chamisha asa l'chomitz, the 15 kavs were made for chomitz, so it comes out, kav v'chatzi l'chala. There were 10 chalas of chomitz, so each chala had a kav v'chatzi of flour. And the chamisha asa l'matzah, there were 15 kavim left over for the 30 of matzah, and therefore we have matzah shloisha minin. Like we learned before, the matzah has three different minim of it. That's chalos, or rekikin, or revucha. So nimtza comes out that chameshas kavim l'chol min, each min has five kavim, and therefore shtei chalos l'kav. Each kav has two chalos. This is the different measurements of the Yerushalmis. Now Mishnah Beis, Hamiluyim Hoyuboyim Kamatza Shabbatoida. Now the Miluyim, those were the 7 days, like when they first be Mechanech Aaron, before it became the Kohen really, so they brought a korban then called the Ayel Hamiluyim, and they had to bring lechem with it. So what type of lechem, what type of a mincha was brought with the ayel of the miluim? It was kematzah shebatoida. It was the three minim of matzah like it's brought by the korban toida, which is chalos, or rekikim, or uvucha. Now, hanezirus, when a nazir brings his korban, lachme nazir, hoy sabor shtei yodois b'matzah shebatoida. It was only like two-thirds of the matzah shebatoida, which means chalos or rekikim. By the lachme of a nozir, you only have chalos and you only have rekikin. V'yein bo revucha, but you do not have the third type of matzah, revucha, the dough that's scalded with hot water. Nimtzu comes out, asora kabin Yerushalmis, 10 kabin from the measurements of Yerushalmis, shein shisha esroinois v'yadayin. And it comes out to be 6 esroinim and a little bit more. Now, in other words, this cheshbon of Yerushalmis is 10 kabin, which comes out it was 5 kabin for the chalos and 5 kabin for the rekikin. Shein shisha esroinus, if you want to measure it with the midborius measurements, it was 6 esroinus, we're done a little bit more. So each one had 3 esroinus and a little bit more. Now, umikulam hoyunoitel echod mi asor truma. From all of these lechem, they always took out 1/10 to be truma. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'hikriv mimenu echod mikol korban truma l'Hashem. They took off 1 to be truma l'Hashem. Now, we dashin echod 1 shalayito porish. You don't take a broken one. Mikol korban we dashin shiyekola kabona shoven. All the kabonas are equal. That means, and also that means, v'shalayito mikorban achaveroi. You don't take from one for the friend, for the other one. So from this drasha of sheyekola kabonis shovin, we darshened all the minima equal. That means the 10 chalois from each min. And then shloyito mikorban chaver min, shloyito akoyin truma min echod al chaveroi. He shouldn't take truma from one, let's say from the chala, for the other ones. If from each min he has to take truma by itself. Then we darshened la koyin hazurik as dama shlomim loyia. And the kohen that brings the kohen that brings the korban shlomim, he gets the matana, v'yashar nechol abalim, and the left over it the owner eats. So the Kum's teach us here is that this one challah that will take enough of truma of each one goes to the kohen, v'yashar the leftover lechems by the korban toida go to the bailim, the owner of the korban toida, he's the one that eats the other 36 of the lechems. Mishnah Gimel,
Hashoichet es hatoide b'fnim. If you shech the korban hatoide inside in the yazara the right way, the way you're supposed to, but v'lach machutz lachoima, but the lechem was outside the choima of Yerushalayim, it was not inside Yerushalayim, so lochar is lo kiddush halechem. The lechem does not become kaddish. Regularly, the halacha is when you shech the korban atoida, automatically the lechems, the 40 lechems, become kaddish because of the shechita. But that's only if the lechem is inside the chaim of Yerushalayim. But if it's outside the chaim of Yerushalayim, it can't receive its kedusha. What about shochato achlekom ubatanor? You shechted the korban atoida before the lechems were finished baking in the oven. It didn't become crisp. There's no brown on the bread yet. Even if all 39 of them were ready baked, just one was not finished baking yet, is le kodesh halechem. Again, the lechem does not become kodesh, because you have to have all 40 lechems ready to accept the kedusha. Shochato chutz lesmano, let's say you shechted it with the machshava of doing it the rest of the avoidus the wrong time, or else chutz lemkayim in the wrong place, so still the lochar is kodesh halechem. It's called the good shechita, but it's chal nisa pigul upon the korban, and it would then on the lechem also it's chal a psul of pigul. But the lechem has its kedusha, just that it has a psul of pigul on it, you can't eat it. What about shochata? Let's say you shechted the korban toida, v'nim says treifa, and it comes out that the animal was a treifa, so it's not roi fakrova. The locher is like kiddush alechem. The lechem does not have its kedusha, because the kedusha of the lechem is only because of the kedusha of the korban. What about shochato v'nim says balas mum? Let's say you shechted the korban and then you found there was a bal mum. Sirot machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer roimeh kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer says still the lechem becomes kodesh. Since the mum is not nikur, so mel is considered like this alocha. If a mum that's not nikur, if it's ola al gabi mizbeach, it's lo yerid. If it does go up on the mizbeach, you do not take it down. So therefore, negair to the lechem becomes kodesh. However, the chachamim say loy kodesh. No, the lechem does not become kodesh, since the korban is not roi fakrova lechatchila. The kedusha is not chal upon the korban either. Now, what's going to be shochatar shle l'shmo? You shecht the korban toida with the wrong machshava, not l'shem a korban toida, but l'shem a different korban. V'chein ayel hameluyim. The same thing, what's going to be by the ayel hameluyim? We said that the Kohen Aaron brought the first 7 days when he became a kohen before the Akamas HaMishkan. So the locher is, v'chein also v'chein shnei kivsi atzeres. The same thing, the two special kvosim you bring on Chag HaShavuos. Sheshochten shloi lishmon, that they shechted it shloi lishmon, not with the right machshava. In all these cases, is like kiddush halechem. The lechem does not become kodesh, because even by toide, the pasuk says al chalois lechem chometz yakrev kabonoi al zevach toide shlomov. So we dash in al zevach shenizvach shlol shem toide. That even though the korban itself is kosher, shloi lishmo, however, since it's not olu lishem chayva, it's not considered like really like a korban toide. Therefore, the lochri of the lechem itself is not kodesh. So even though the korban is kosher, here's the case of that the lechem does not receive its kedusha. Mishnah Dalet. Nisochim shekitshu bakli. The nisochim that you bring for korban ola, korban shlomim, if you put it into a kli, whether it's the yayin or whether it's the mincha, v'nim tzu azevach posel, and then we come out, we find something's wrong with the korban is posel, so it's like this. Im yeshom zevach achri, if you have another korban to be brought right away, yikrivu imoy, you could use this mincha, this yayin, for the other korban. V'ad v'yim lav, but if you don't have another korban for it to be used, so then the locher is yifsulu b'lina. You're supposed to leave it, let it stay overnight, and then it'll become posel, and then the dinish will have to take it outside to burn it. Now the locher is v'lad toida, let's say the toida gave birth, utmuros, let's say you made a tmuri, you had a korban toida, you took another animal and you said, zeh tacha zeh, or else via mafrish toidosoi, if somebody first set aside his korban toida, v'yovda, and then he lost it. And therefore, the hifrish acheres tachteo, he set aside a second one in its first one's place, and then you find the first one. So the locher is einam tuna lechem, even though it's kosher for korban, but they do not have to have lechem with it. Shenema, because the pasuk says v'hikriv al zebach hatoida. So we darshan that hatoida tuna lechem, only the first original korban toida, that's what needs these 40 lechems with it. For loy vloda, not if it has a kid. For loy chalifosa, not if it's a tumura, not the exchange for it. For loy tumurosa, tuna. For loy chaliposa, loy tumurosa, tuna lechem.
So chaliposa means that's the case where you lost your korban and you brought a second one instead. So then, when you find the first one, you do not have to bring lechem with it. Only with the first korban torah that's brought, that's the one that needs lechem. But not the tumura, not the chaliposa, not the vlada, does not need lechem.
Mishnah Hey, ho'aymer hareya laitoida. If somebody is mechayiv himself to bring a korban torah, he makes a neder to bring a korban torah. Tzalachur is yovohi v'lachma minachulun. He has to bring the money he buys, the money that he spends to buy the korban and the lechem, has to be of chulun. Private money, not kodush, not even meiser sheni. Now toida min achulin, v'lachma min ameiser. Let's say he makes a neder that he wants the korban toida to come from chulin, but he wants to be able to buy the lechem with mois of meiser sheni. So loch is no yovi lachma min achulin. Still, he has to bring the lechem from chulin the money. Since he's in chayav to bring a regular korban from chulin, therefore the lechem goes after the korban, so lechem also has to be from chulin.
What? All right.
Yes, that says lezalach of yovi lachma min achulin. What's going to be though if he says toida min amaiser? Mitchila, when he makes this neder to bring the korban, he says clearly he wants to bring it from mois of meiser sheni, v'lachma min achulin, and the bread will bring from regular money. Salachur is Yovei HaToida Hi V'Lachma Min HaMaiser. He has a right to spend the money of Maiser Sheni for both for the Korban and for the Lechem. Like we said before, the Lechem goes after the Korban HaToida. Now, now it explains that V'lo Yovei Mechita Maiser Sheni Ele Mimoyis Maiser Sheni. Even if you could bring it for Maiser Sheni, you can't actually take the wheat of Maiser Sheni itself and sell it for Korban, but rather first you have to be paid to the chitim onto money. And then with the money of Maiser Sheni, we hold then you have a right to buy your Korban Toido. If that was your Tanai Metchila, your Neder first, that you're going to bring a Korban Toido from the money of Maiser Sheni, then you have a right to do it. Mishnah Vav. Minayin lo'ima hareya laitoida. How do we know if somebody stam says, Hareya lai toida, have a chiv upon myself to bring a korban toida, he said it's stam, that lo yovoi ele min achulin. He could only buy the korban toida from chulin money, not from money of Maiser Sheni. How do we know this? In other words, if he didn't make a special condition, you can't use mois meis, you have to use chulin. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Devarim, V'zovachta pesach la'shem alakecha tzoyin uvokor. You should shecht your korban pesach, tzoyin sheep, uvokor and cattle. Now the question is, V'haloyein pesach bo ele min akvosin u min oizin. A korban pesach can only be brought either from lamb or from goats, not from cattle. Im kein, if so, lomo nema tzoyin uvokor. Why does the pasuk say the word uvokor also? El or rather lahakish, it comes to teach us that kol habo min habokor min hatzoyin la pesach. Anything that comes from min habokor min hapesach min hatzoyin should be like a korban pesach. What does it mean to say? Ma hapesach, just like the korban pesach. Shubo b'choyv is coming with tzachoyv, yab b'chiyat to bring korban pesach. Ein o boel min achulin, it can only come from private money, not from moyis, maiser sheni, not from money of hegdish. And how do we know this? Because the Pesach Rishon that was bought in Mitzrayim, at that time they didn't have any Kedusha yet. So it was for sure brought Mois Min Achulin. They weren't knowing Maiser Sheni yet. So learn now from Pesach Liat to Pesach Doris that the money you spend for the Korban Pesach is always Mois Chulin. So just like the Korban Pesach, the money is from money of Chulin, is Av Kol Dover Shubo B'Choyva. Anytime you bring in a korban that you have an obligation to bring it, Lo Yovei Ele Min Achulin. You only have right to spend the money of chulin money and not of Mois Maiser Sheni. Lefikach, therefore, Hoi Mehareya Lai Toida. Somebody says upon me to bring a korban toida. Hareya Lai Shlom, I have to bring a korban shlomim. Hoi Yovihein Boim Choyva. Since these things is a choyfim to bring it, Lo Yovei Ele Min Achulin. He only has a right to buy it with the money of chulin. The nesachim also can only be brought from chulin. That means the nesachim that's brought with a korban shlomim. Now somebody says a raya like toido shlomim in a meiser. which means even in a case that you have a right to bring the korban atoida and the lechem for ma'aseh sheni, in the case we had before, if you say it's a clear tanai that metchila when you're making the kodush, you're saying clearly you want to be able to bring this korban atoida for ma'aseh sheni, that we said you're allowed to. However, that's only good for the korban itself and for the lechem, but not for the nesachim, because the loch is of ma'aseh sheni, you have to be able to eat it. So vishleim with the korban toid, it's like a shlomim, the baile meets from it, and the word in the lechem. However, the nesachim that's burnt agav yam mizbeach, whether it's the yayin that's poured or the mincha that's burnt, since it's burnt agav yam mizbeach, for that you have no right to bring it for moyis ma'aseh sheni.
Yerok to perek shemini. Kol korbanas hatzibur v'hayochid boyim min oritz u'michutz l'oritz. A regular korban tzibur or korban yochid, the mincha that they have to bring, so the flour could come either what was grown in Eretz Yisrael or else in Chutz Loretz, even the flour that was growing, the wheat that was growing in Chutz Loretz outside Eretz Yisrael, min hachodesh or min hayoshin, whether it's the new year's crop or whether it's last year's crop, chutz min ha'imer or shtei alechem. Only excluding the special mincha that they brought on the Omer, which was the second day of Pesach, or else the Shtei HaLechem, which was brought on Shavuos, this Badavka had to come from the Tfua that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and the Omer that came from the Chodesh, from the new barley, and the Shtei HaLechem that came from the Chodesh, from the new wheat that was grown that year. As the Mishnah says, "Sheinam boyim v'yoni kam elim min achodesh u min oritz." Only from the new crop, the new barley for the omer, and the new wheat for the shtei halechem, or min oritz, only what was grown in Eretz Yisrael. V'kulan einam boyim elim min amuvchor. Both of them, or all the menachos, yoni supposed to bring from the best place which has the best soilus, the best flour for the menachos. Now, v'ezel muvchor. What's called muvchur? What's the best place where to get the wheat for the flour? So the Mishnah says, Michmos ome zoynicho al folasoilis. These two places, Michmos ome zoynicho, that's like olive, that's like the best place where to get the flour from, where to get the wheat from to make the flour for the menachos. Shiniyulhem, what's second to them? Chaforayim babiko, chaforayim in the valley. But the loch is kol harotzes hayiksheirus. Really, any place you bring the wheat from, it's kosher to be used for the mincha. Ela mikan hoyim avin. Just to use to bring it from here. There's like a mitzvah min amuvchor to bring the best type of wheat possible.
The Mishnah Beis ein mevin loy mi beis hazvolim. You're not supposed to bring the wheat or the flour for the mincha that has grown on a field that you have to fertilize the field. In other words, the way the field itself is, it's no good. It's a weak field. It needs to be fertilized because that's not such good wheat then. And not from a field that you have to water it, that it's not satisfied from the rainwater. Beis Hashlochim means that you have to water it, so also that's no good. Not if there are trees growing in that field also. Even though you have wheat growing there, but since you have trees also, the trees are machish, makes the karka, the ground, not so good. Therefore, you should not bring it from these places. But v'yim hevi, let's say somebody did bring the flour, the wheat from these fields, is kosher. Then, of course, it's still kosher for the menacha, for the mincha. How are they supposed to do, though, this field that you have, that you want to plant it now in order to have the wheat for the menachos? How are you supposed to do it lechatchila? So, noro shona rishona, which means that you plow the ground the first year. Uvashniya, then first on the second year, zayra, you plant it. Koydum la Pesach shivim yom, before Pesach 70 days, v'yoysa seilus meruba, and then you have very fine flour and good flour, like good wheat growing out. And really, with the pshat, what you're supposed to do is here, that each year, like you're supposed to plant half of the ground, and the other half leave empty. And then the other year, it's the opposite way. You plant the part that you left empty last year, and the part that was planted this year, you're supposed to leave empty for next year. So that way, you leave a lot of keichas. The ground is very strong, has a lot of keichas in it, and therefore give off a very good wheat. Now, keitzu du boidik, how do we check it out to see if it's really fine or not? Like we had before, that you're supposed to make sure that the solus is clean for manupa in the sift. Sad gizbo machnes es yod l'toichoi. The gizbo, the one in charge, is supposed to put his hand into the fine flour. So Ola Bo'ovik Psula, if some dust comes up with it, that's a proof that it's not pure flour, therefore it's Psula. Ad Sheyinafeno, until you have to go ahead and still sift it out to make it pure. V'yemeslia, but let's say you find some worms in the flour, Psula, that also makes the Mincha, the Seilis, a apostle for Mincha. Mishnah Gimel, Tekeya al Fola Shemen. This city, Tekeya, that's the best place where you find olives to make oil out of it. That you need oil for the Mincha also. Now, Abishol says, Shniyalo, what's the second best place to find your Shemen, your oil? Regev Bi'Evra Yardin. Regev on the other side of the Yardin. Now, Kol HaRotzei Soik Sheiros. Really, all the lands are kosher to bring the olives to make the oil. But they used to bring it from here. Here are the places that are the best. Now, Ein Mevi'in Leimi Beis Hazvolim. Again, you should not bring the olives that had to grow on the ground, that had to be fertilized. For Leimi Beis Hashlochim, not in a place that you have to water it, that it's not enough for rainwater. For Leimi Mash in Yisra B'nayin. And not if you have other things growing in between these olives, then you should not use such olives. Like if you have Zeroyin, or growing in between the olives, that's machish that makes the ground bad, so from such olives you should not take. However, v'yim hevi kosher, if you did bring from such olives, still is kosher. Ein mevi'in af ki not a pikonon. You cannot bring from a pikonon, which is the olives that are only one-third ripe. V'yim hevi posel, if you bring such oil from such olives, it's posel. Ein mevi'in min ha-gargarin shenishru b'mayim. You cannot bring the oil that was from the olives. Gargarin means each olive by itself that was soaking in water. V'loi min ha-kvushim, and not if it was soaking in chaymetz and vinegar. V'loi min ha-shlukim, not if the olives are first cooked up well. V'yim hevi posel, and if you bring oil from such olives that was first cooked up well, or else from that was soaked in vinegar and water, then the oil is posel for the mincha. Then Mishnah Dalet, Shloisha Zaysim. There are three different types of olives that grow. They mean three different types of the years, or three different times of the year, they used to pull off the olives off the tree. Uvehem Shloisha Shloisha Shmonim. Each time they would pick the olives off the tree, there would be three different types of oil that comes out of these olives. Now, Hazayis or Rishon, the first, like in the best type of oil that comes out, that's Megargaroi Berosh Hazayis. First you go to try and get the top olives that became ripe first on the tree. The Kaitesh, you pound it down a little bit. The Kaitesh, you're not really grind it, you just like soften it up a little bit. V'noisein letoy chasal. And then the softened olives that you hit it a little bit, now you put it in the middle of a basket. And then the oil drops off, comes out of it, runs out of it by itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sevivoy Sasal, you don't put the olives inside the basket, but rather around the top of the basket, that the oil should drip down the sides of the basket by itself. According to Yehuda, that's better oil. Now, Zerishon, this is the first type of oil that comes out, the best. After this, what you do is toin bakira, then you put a beam on top of the olives, like presses it down a little bit, and then even more oil comes out of it. Reb Yehuda says, bavonim, you press it down with stones. Zeh sheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out of it. Then choza v'tochen, then they used to grind it up a second time. V'toin, and then they put a beam on top of the olives again. Zeh shlishi, that's the third type of oil that would come out of it. So the halacha is that harishon lemenorah, the first type of oil that comes out, that's pure oil, that's kosher lemenorah that they use to light the menorah with. The hashor, but the next two, that's kosher lamenochis, that you're allowed to use for the shemen of menochis. Now, azayis hasheni, the second time of the year when they pull the olives off the tree, again, megagara b'resh agag, even the second time you take first the best olives that are on top of the tree, they got ripe first because of the sun hits the top of the tree. The kotesh, they squash it a little bit. And then they put these olives into the basket and let the oil drip out by itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sevivoy sasal. Again, you don't put the olives inside the basket, but rather around the top of the basket to let the oil drip down by itself. Zerishin, that's the first of the second crop, that's the best oil of the second crop. Toyin Bakara, then you put a beam on top of it to let it press out now more oil. Rabbi Yehuda says again, Bavonim, no, you press it down with stones. Zesheni, that's the second time the oil comes out. Then Chozav, Vetochan, Vetoyin. Then again, they would grind it more, the olives, and then they would again put a beam on top of it. And then oil will come out, Zeshlishi, that's the third time. Again, the locher is Harishon LaMenora. The first oil that comes out here is kosher to be used for the Menora. The Hashar LaMenochas, and the second and third that come out, that's kosher to be used for Menochas. Hazayas Hashlishi, the third time of the year when you take off your olives off the tree. Oitnoi Betoich HaBayis, you like bring it into your house. Achiyuka, until the olives become a little bit soft. In other words, oitnoi means you bring it inside your house and you put it inside a guma, a small hole, that there all the olives are like pushed together, they're one on top of another, and they become ripe there. So you have to let it stay there, Archa Yilke, which means until this the olives become like a little bit spoiled even, like very soft. Then Umaleyu, you bring it up, Umanagva Breshagag. First you have to let it dry out, because while it was there in the hot place in this little hole, it sipped out like some juice came out. It sweated a little bit, and that's bad. It smells bad. So first you have to let that dry out. Then the kotish, you soften a little bit. You like crush it a little bit. And then you put it inside the basket to let the olive run out by itself. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sevivoy Sasal. You put these olives now around the top of the basket, let it drip down the sides of the basket. Zerishin, that's the first of the olive that comes out. Toyan Bakaira, then they put a beam on top of the olives again. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bavonim, no, you put a stone on top of it. Zesheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out. Choza Vatochen Vatoyan, then again they would grind up the olives, and then again put a beam on top of it to hold it, press it down to let more oil come out of it. Zeshlishi, that's the third time the oil comes out of it. And again, the loch rid that Harishon LaMenorah, the first oil that comes out is Kosher LaMenorah, Vahashar LaMenochas. And the second and third, that's Kosher to be used, that's Shemin for the Menochas. Now the Mishnah says, Harishon Shabarishon, the first oil that comes out the first time of the year, Ein L'mala Mimeno, there's nothing better than that, that's the best Shemin there is. Hasheni Shabarishon, the second time the oil comes out, the first crop, for Harishon Shabasheni, and the first oil that comes out by the second crop of the year, Shovin, those two are equal. Now this Shovin over here is not really Shovin, because the second time, the first, you're allowed to use la menorah. But the second of the first, you're not allowed to use for the menorah. So it means to say, Shavah means for the parsha of a mincha. If you want to bring this oil for the mincha, they're both equal. If you have a choice to bring the oil of the second of the first, or the first of the second, they're both equal. Now, Hashlishi Shebarishin, the third oil that comes out from the first crop, Fi Hasheni Shebasheni, and the second crop, the second oil that comes out, the second crop, those are equal. For Harishon Shabashlishi and the first of the third crop, Shovin, they're all equal again for Menachos. If you have a choice of which one of these oil to use for your mincha, they're all equal. Now, Hashlishi Shabasheni, the third oil that comes out the second crop, for Hasheni Shabashlishi and the second oil that comes out by the third crop, Shovin, they're also equal for Menachos, they're both equal. Hashlishi Shebashlishi, the third oil that comes out from the third crop, Ein Lamat Mimeno. That's the worst, that's the least. Now, Af Hamanochos Hoyu Badin Shietono Shemen Zayach Zoch. Really, Minasvara, really for the Menachos also you should have to have pure oil, only the first, the finest oil. Because really the Svara should go, Ma Im Hamanoira. Ma, like for sure, if you have to use for the Menorah, to light the Menorah. She'en le'achila, that nobody's eating that oil. Still tuna shem and zayach zoch, you have to have only the fresh pure oil, only the first drops to come out. Save so, the svara should be hamenoches, the oil you're using from mincha, she'en le'achila, that you're eating from it, is ein adin she'etoino shem and zayach zoch, isn't it for sure a svara that you should have to have real pure oil for it? Talmud Lerma, this the pasuk says, zoch kosis lamor. So we darshin Only for the maor, for the menorah, do you have to have pure fine oil, but not for menachas. For menachas, you do not have to have pure fine oil. In other words, the pshat really is that the menorah that's murmurs in the Torah has to be pure and fine. Pashenke in the menachas, that's not the Torah. Therefore, the avad, you have to have pure oil. But even the second or the third oil that comes out is also kosher limenachas. Now, Mishnah Vov. From where did they bring the grapes, like to make the wine for the menachas, for the nesachim? So Kerusin v'hatulin alfalayayin. These two places called Kerusin and Atluyin, those are the best places to get the grapes to make wine for the nesachim. Shneilem, what second to them? Beis Rima u'beis Lovin Bahor, in the mountains. U'kfor Signa ba'bikon, kfor Signa in the valley. Now kol harotzos ha'iksheros. Like Midiraisa, any place you bring your grapes from, it's kosher to make wine for it, to use for the Nesachim. Ela mikano ein mevin, but they used to bring it from here. These places were the best. Now again, ein mevin, you don't bring grapes, lemi beis hazvolim, not from a field, that you have to fertilize that field. For lemi beis hashlochim, not from a field, that you have to water it. For lemi mash in Yisra b'neim, and none of you have other things growing in between the grapes. Because again, that ruins the field, is not such good grapes. V'yim hevi kosher, but if you bring such grapes, since the grapes are kosher to make wine for the nesachim. Now ein mevi'in al yastoin, you should not bring the wine of al yastoin for the nesachim, which this is like sweet wine, that the wine from came from grapes that was sweetened by the sun. V'yim hevi kosher, but if you bring such wine, it's kosher for the nesachim. The nesachim is that the wine used to pour right after they brought the korban. They used to bring the mincha and the nesachim together. Now, ein mevi'in yoshin, you're not supposed to bring old wine. A year's old wine is posel in the nesachim. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Ve'chachamim machshir, and chachamim say no, even old wine is also kosher for the nesachim. Ein mevi'in le'mosik, you're not supposed to bring sweet wine for le'm ushan, not if you smoked the grapes first. The smell went into the grapes, that's no good. For lo mevusha, not if you first cooked up the wine, for you may be posel. If you brought such cooked up wine, the lachar is posel in the sachim. Ein mevi'im min ha'dolios, you're not supposed to bring a wine made out of the grapes that are hanging. Ela min ha'roiglios, rather you're supposed to have grapes that are not hanging on a vine like, but rather on the ground. Where gold is like where the regular, where your feet walk on. It's spread out on the ground. Because such grapes are much better. And from the vineyards that are worked on, that you work on it twice a year. That means that you dig around the roots of the gefanim and you make gumas there, you make holes there in order to water it. Therefore, those grapes are much better. Those are the grapes you should use for to make the wine for Nesachim. Mishnah Zayin. After they made the wine, they would not put the wine into big barrels. Ela b'chovius katanis. Rather, they would bring the wine into small barrels. In order, because the wine in big barrels, the tam would get pogrom, Rashi says, fast, it would start smelling and not have such a good tam. Therefore, they put the wine into small barrels. You're not supposed to fill up even a small barrel until the top. Because you want to have some air inside it, that the smell of the wine should be able to go up. That will keep the wine better. Now when you take the wine out of this barrel, you're not supposed to take the wine from the top. Because the kamochim means there's some dust on top of the wine. So you're not supposed to use the top of the wine. Not from the bottom of the barrel, not the wine on the barrel, but from the hashmorim, from the sediments that are on the bottom of the barrel of wine. Means the third, the middle, exactly in the middle of the barrel, that's the best place to bring the wine from there. How do they check out the wine to see that it should not be from the top or from the bottom? Is Hagizbo, Yesha, the Gizbo was sitting, and he had this long reed in his hand. Now Zorak es hagid, he would throw the gid v'hikish bakona and hit with this akona with the reed. So Zorak begid means they would like pour out the wine with a fine flow, and when it's coming out of fine flow, and when the fine flow, the long flow of wine stopped, then Vikish Bekani will hit but the reed to tell them stop. Now that's a raya that they have half of the barrel of wine. That's where the wine is coming from. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Yain Shalom Bakamachim Pasul. If you have wine that has the dust on top of it, it's pasul. Shneimer the pasuk says Tamimim Yilochem Uminchasam. The Vedashim Tamimim Yilochem Veniskayim. That the Nesach most has to be tam only from wine and no other dust that fell inside it. And then you would suggest be hikish bakana. They would hit the kana, not say like stop taking the wine. The more says the we'll see later on, dibur is bad for the wine. Shasi oisik with the wine, yes, you're not supposed to talk then. So therefore, they didn't want to say stop pouring the wine, but rather it was hikish bakana. That was a simon to stop pouring the wine.
Yeah, perik chi. First Mishnah, shtei midos shel yovesh hoyu b'migdash. In the base of Migdash, they had two measuring cups. When you had to measure something that's dry, in other words, to measure the soilus, to measure the flour for the menachas. Isarin, one measuring cup was the size of an isarin, which is 1/10 of an ephah. V'chatz isarin, then they had a second one for chatz isarin. For the Migdash, we have to have a chatz, as we'll soon see the Mishnah will explain. Rabbi Meir says, isarin, isarin, v'chatz isarin. They used to have two different measuring cups of an isarin. And one is an isarin, which is a gedusha, and one is gadush, and one is mochuk. Gadush means that it contains a complete isarin when it's piled up to the top, and it comes on top, even on top of the cup itself, the measuring cup itself. Mochuk means no, that you smooth out the top, there's nothing sticking out on top of the measuring cup. So the kids, one was bigger, one was smaller. But again, this was two ways of measuring an isarin of flour. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, isarin mehoyim mishamish. For what purpose do they need this measuring cup of an isarin? Sheboy hoyim moide lechol hamenachis. They used to measure off for all the menachis from this. Which means like this: lehoyim moide loy bishel sholish lepara. For a par, you have to have three isarins. So they did not have one big measuring cup of three isarins, but rather they used three times the isarin. For loy bishol shnayim la'ayil, they did not have a big measuring cup of two isarinus. For what you had to do when you brought an ayil or ram, the mincha then with it was two isarinim, but rather elamoydedin isarinus. They used to measure out like two isarinus. They used to use an isarin once, then a second time. Chatzi isarin mehoya mashamish. What did they use the measuring cup of a hefa isarin? So Mishnah says sheboy hoya moided chavite kohen gadol. That's used to measure off for the kohen gadol that he used to have to bring every single day in isarin, 1/10 of the hefa. But mechza baboyko mechza ben habayim, he would use half in the morning and half in the evening. So therefore, they used to measure off a half for the morning and a half for the evening. That's what they used the chatzi isarin. Mishnah Beis Sheva Midor Shalach Hoyiba Migdash. Nagar to measuring liquid, they used to have seven different measuring cups. Hin, one was to measure off a hin, which is 12 lugin. Vechatze hin, a half of a hin, which is 6. Ushlisha shahin, a third. Or Revia sin, a quarter of a hin. Loig Vechatze lug. Then to marry off 1.5 to measure off 1.5 lugs. Or Revia salug. And then to measure off a quarter of a lug. And the Mishnah will explain for what we need each one. Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Tzadik Omer, Shenosois Hoya Behin. He held no, they only really had one big measuring cup that held the hin. That's this 12 lugs. But Shenosois means it had like marks on the cup, on the measuring cup. That Ad Kan Lepor, up until here, you would use for a par. In other words, that's a chatze hin, and ad kan la'ayil up in here were ayil, which was a shlisha shahin. Ad kan la'kevis up in here was for a little lamb. That's a revia sahin. So this is Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik Shita. There was only one big measuring cup, and they had like shnosses, they had like marks on the cup to know exactly how much is a third, how much is a quarter, how much is a revias. Rabbi Shimon says, Loihoye Sham Hin. He holds no, they had separate cups, but they did not need a hin, they did not need such a big one with Yud Bez Lug. But rather, it first started off with a Chatzia Hin. That was the biggest meter they had.
Now the Mishnah explains, v'chi mehoyo hahin mishamish.
In other words, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Like, we do not need a hin, because for what purpose do you need it for?
Elo rather, nido yisera, what was the biggest measuring they had? Sheloig o machza hoyo. It was a lug in a machza. Shebo hoyo moided laminchas koyen godol. For this they would measure off for the mincha v'koyen godol. Loig o machza baboike, v'loig o machza ben aboyim. 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon.
In other words, for the chavita, the kohen gadol, it had to have gimel lugin of shemen. So they used to measure off 1.5 for the morning, 1.5 for the afternoon.
Now, revias mehoy semeshameshes. What do they need the measuring of a revias of a lug?
Revias mayim lemetzora. They have to have a revias water for the metzora.
So it says by a metzora, v'shochet es atziparachas al kli cheresh al mayim chayim, that you have to have some mayim in the cup first. How much water do you have to have there? A revias of a lug. Or revias shemen lenozir. The same thing for a nozir also. It says that you have to have a shemen, so the shear is a revias.
Chatzi loig mahayim shamash. What do they do with the measurement of a half of a loig?
That will, and chatzi loig mayim lesoita. That's for a soita, you have to have a chatzi lug water, that's how much water they bring, and in that they would erase the Megillah soita.
V'chatzi lug shemen latoida. A korban toida also needs a chatzi lug of shemen.
And uva loig hoya moide l'chol ha-menachas. All the menachas needed the shear of a loig, because that was the shear of the shemen.
For the amount of Yisroin, if every Yisroin you have to have a flour, you used to have a lug of shemen.
Now, afilu mincha shashishim Yisroin, even if you had a big mincha in one kli that held 60 Yisroin, noisin lo shishim loig, so they would put into that big kli 60 loigs. But they didn't have, because they used a loig, shemen for each Yisroin.
Now, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shashishim Yisroin, ein lo ela lugo. Even if you have a big mincha of 60 of them, you only have to have one lug of shemen.
Shenemri dachshin tepasek lemincha v'loig shemen, which is mash minev, you have to have more than a loig shemen for the mincha.
Now, shisha lepor, you need 6 lugim for the mincha v'par, arbo la'ayil, shleisha la'keves, shleisha mechza l'mneira. 3.5 you need for a neira. Mechatzi loig l'chol ner.
Half a loig for each one.